stand by.
Hello, this is Penn Jillette. The possibility exists that if I were to actually listen to the lackadaisical Librocubicularist podcast featuring host Jordan Maywood, I would potentially enjoy it. A ringing endorsement. Potentially enjoy this episode, which will start after the other half of my magical comedy duo Teller gives us a countdown. Take it away, Teller.
Hello, welcome to the Librocube. My name is Jordan Maywood, and I am the lackadaisical Librocubicularist. You know, that's twice in a row I've recorded an episode and fucked up the name, and the last time was obviously on Librocubicularist, which is easy to fuck up, but this time it was on lackadaisical. So that's just a dirty, rotten shame is what it is. What is not a shame is that today is TV Tuesday within the Librocube. Yay, TV Tuesdays! Something I like to say at the top of every show is that there will be spoilers. I say that because there will be spoilers. It's like the English language, and that's what it's how it works and stuff. Another thing I like to say at the top of every show is that if you like what you hear, the only payment I ask is $1 million. No, that is ridiculous. The only payment I ask is perhaps you pass the podcast on to a friend. Perhaps you rate, subscribe, and comment within iTunes, as that is what helps podcasts. It just helps them. Don't ask how or why, but it is good for them. It is what feeds them like you would feed dead bodies to Seymour. Feed me, Seymour. No, wait. Was the plant Seymour, or was the guy Seymour? I don't remember. All of that said will, of course, take us into our last piece of podcast-related news, which is today's sponsor, which is Bolivian booger sugar and Chilean sheep ass. Double sponsor. Once again, today's sponsors, plural, is Bolivian booger sugar and Chilean sheep ass. Wow. That is something. I'm not sure what it is, but it is something, and there's no goddamn denying it. Another thing that there's no goddamn denying is that I love the show Top Gear. I have fallen deeply and madly in love with it. Doing something I've never done with a TV show. Is this true? Yes, this is true, and that is working my way backwards, because you are able to do so with this program. So, I've watched all the way up to season 19 or 20, and I've sort of worked my way back to season 13. So, I'll start at the beginning of the season and work my way forwards in the season, but I'm working my way back season-wise, or I suppose I should say series-wise, because over there in jolly old England, they don't call them seasons, they call them series, which to me is confusing, I will admit. I will admit it. Oh, you know what? I actually didn't write if this was from series. See what I mean? 13 or not, but I'm pretty sure it was. The one I have brought back is called the Bolivian Special. Occasionally, they will do special episodes, usually longer than normal. So I think, as I sort of come across these, potentially, I will bring them back on TV Tuesdays, because they're special, and they deserve a little, recognition. And if this podcast is good at anything, it's giving a little recognition. This episode starts where the boys, James, Richard, and Jeremy, James May, Richard Hammond, and Jeremy Clarkson, specifically, are dropped. Not literally dropped, more just dropped off in the Amazon. Oh, baby. They were told to each pick a four-wheel drive car. The car had to be bought online from, I guess, the Brazilian version of eBay. So, I don't know. Buying a car on eBay, I think, is a dicey proposition right off the bat. Now, buying a car sight unseen from Brazilian eBay seems like an even worse idea. And especially when you're on Top Gear and going to be putting these cars through, for example, this first part, driving through the Amazon rainforest. Yes, that is what they had to do. Before they had to do that, and I think this episode started with what was ended up being my favorite part of the whole episode, is they're dropped off in the Amazon, just the three of them, there by themselves, no cars or anything, and then their cars come, I was going to say speeding along, but no, leisurely rolling down the river on a barge, pushed by a teeny little boat, and they're all sort of strapped to the barge. The barge then sort of gets roughly to their location, with the exception that they're on a tall barge, and they have to get them somehow, some way, onto the bank, onto the beach, with no assistance whatsoever, basically. These guys, I will say they did manage to do it, but some of the hijinks involved of getting these 4x4s off a tall barge onto a sandy beach were fun to watch. It was fun to see, basically, the hamster wheels turning in each of their brains. So, I'll give you a little bit about the cars that they each chose. James, I think, went with a kind of a ballsy maneuver. He picked, like, a little Suzuki. It was definitely the smallest of the 4x4s, something that you wouldn't really probably consider off-roading in. It had a flat tire. And I think it was his that was a different color than it was in the ad. Like, it was blue in the ad, but then when he got it with a flat tire, it was red, which obviously not the same one that he purchased, so pretty good, pretty good. Richard chose a Land Rover, that had no driver's side window. Now that's problematic in a rainy forest, and this is the goddamn rainforest. Also not good because I don't know how much this was played up for the purposes of comedy, but he apparently has a fear of bugs and spiders and stuff like that. So if you're in the goddamn rainforest and have no window between you and said forest full of the most highly concentrated bug ecosystem in the world, you're going to be in for a bad time. And he was, needless to say. He was in a Land Rover, did I say? Yeah, I think I did. And then Jeremy chose a Range Rover, which had like a different engine than was specified in the ad, so he was sort of bragging about the engine that it had, and then they opened it up and nope, that's not what it said it had. So I think the underlying lesson to take away here is don't buy a used car sight unseen on the Amazonian eBay. Top tips for Amazonian eBay automobile purchases might be the title of this episode. Alright, folks, I am stopped at a light, hence the quietness of the audio. I know that doesn't make any sense, that there's actually no driving sounds now, whereas normally there is, and yet the sound of my voice gets quieter. I don't know. There's a scientific explanation, I am sure. But what I'm going to say is that I have to stop again, yet again. I will edit it all out because you probably don't want to hear the sound of a car stopping and then moments of silence and then someone getting back in the car and then someone getting breakfast. You don't want to hear all of those things. And because I love you, and I do love you, I will edit them out and be back in a moment.
Editing.
And the road again. That was a little bit of a Star Trek themed On the Road Again remix. Thank you for that voice box moving back in to On the Road Again. Although the boys do not necessarily or at all really have much of a road. This is the Amazon, so it's more of a trail, I guess you would say. The poor bastards. So we talked about the barge, getting shit off. We talked about giving Jeremy Clarkson a chainsaw, which is just a horrible, horrible idea with hilarious consequences. They each got a winch to attach to their respective vehicles, which came in handy on more than one occasion. For example, when they had to do a river crossing, that was interesting beforehand because in order to riverify their vehicles, they had condoms, which I don't really know what to do with the condom what you cover up. They had lube, was it Vaseline, which I guess you put over like the electrical parts in the engine so they don't get water on them. Sure. They had tampons. That one was dumb because Jeremy said he was going to put it by his gas tank to so it would sort of get large and wouldn't let water into his gas tank because his gas cap wouldn't actually close, or at least wouldn't close well enough that it would probably let water in. And if you get water in your gas tank, you're going to have a bad time. Eventually make it to a road that looks pretty good. It looks like a decent road. Like, it looked as good as the road I'm currently driving on. Jeremy's was the only one that was sort of suited for actual roads. The other two were just bouncing around like a mother fudger. Every teeny little pothole, because I suppose there was some potholes and some bussing up of the road, now that I think about it, would just send them flying and bouncing around and jittering. I think Richard had it the first. It sounded like his Land Rover was basically going to fall apart at any moment, held together by spit and vinegar, I think is a saying. I may have made that saying up. I don't know. Next, they had to make their way into the mountains. Ooh. Yeah, I don't think I mentioned that the sort of whole idea was to travel from where they were dropped off in the Amazon rainforest and make their way to the Pacific, which, well, has the Chilean mountains in the way. Oh boy. This is where Jeremy's car had a little bit of a trouble because every incline, the engine would heat up, which I think is, from the sounds of it, something that Range Rovers are famous for that happening. He had, at one point, the sort of design that he created, allegedly, is that he had his hood all the way open until it was basically resting on the windshield, and then had cut holes in the hood so he could see through the windshield, through the hood, where he was going, and keep the engine relatively cool. It still did overheat, because it's friggin' hot, but still, funny, funny stuff. Further heat, when they find out, they're gonna have to go into the desert. This is where one of my favorite things that seems to happen on these specials is that they'll take their cars and then overnight, I don't know how accurate the overnight is, but they'll do a little montage to indicate the time is passing anyways. Overnight, they will get their cars ready for the upcoming change in conditions. So in this case, desertous, sandy conditions, which involve putting, for the most part, just putting giant friggin' tires on the cars so they would drive through sand. This then set it up for the guys having a sort of choice between roads. Do we take the long way around, sort of through the valleys of this mountain, or do we go right goddamn over top? Oh yeah, there's also an active volcano that you'll deal with if you take that route. Basically, no hesitation. Yeah, we're going over top, which I friggin' love. Surprisingly, even for the purposes of television, they were unable to make it over the top of this mountain and active volcano. For two reasons. One, their cars just couldn't do it. Two, their bodies couldn't do it as well. The altitude that these guys were at was sickening. And I do mean that quite literally. They were all suffering quite badly from altitude sickness. And even their cars, which is something I never thought about, their cars suffering from altitude sickness. They were just not getting enough air into them in order to run. Pretty crazy. Just like the human bodies were not getting enough air in them to run. Altitude sickness, I've always heard, is supposed to be that and seasickness, some of the like worst things that can ever happen to you, and can reach a point where it can kill you, yes, but also probably before that reach the point where you want to die. I think if they had oxygen and some sort of something attached to blow air, oxygen into the engines, then they could have done it. But no, they had to take the long way around. Eventually, they reached a point where the Pacific Ocean is in sight. Yeah, they've done it. We've done it, they said. And then they sort of did the math that they're still incredibly high up, altitude-wise, and the only thing between them and the ocean is a super, super steep hill, kind of sandy, a lot of scree, and the only way down is to, well, drive down this hill. Now, again, for the purposes of television, I assume, Richard Hammond has kind of left his car and went over to talk to Jeremy. This was obviously set up. They pretended it wasn't set up, but it obviously was. And I guess he didn't leave his parking brake on, and his freaking car ran down the hill went sideways, then rolled down the hill. So he was unable to complete this part of the challenge. But Jeremy and James did drive down the hill. I'll tell you, my hands were sweating freaking watching them. Just like you could watch the tires do a combination of roll and slide, and they'd get kind of a little sideways and then have to rip their friggin' steering wheel to the side just to get straight again. It was pretty, it was a dicey situation, there's no doubt about it. And if you had gone sideways and started rolling, you could easily die. Luckily, they did both make it down. Yeah, congratulations to them. The takeaway from this episode, and it's humorous, of course, because this is Top Gear. Range Rover that Jeremy was driving is sort of known throughout the world as being incredibly unreliable. Me, who doesn't really know, I don't want to say I'm not a car guy, but I don't know a great amount of the cars that are out there and what they're known for, and I can't run off their horsepower and top speeds and things like that. Even I think, had heard before that Range Rovers are not reliable. So it turns out that his was the only one that along the way didn't break down, other than that overheating that one time. The other guys had much worse troubles along the way. So the most unreliable 4x4 ended up being, over the course of this special, the most reliable. So that was humorous. Humorous for me. And for you. I hope you watch the show in general and maybe start with some of the specials, because those I think will pull you in. Lovely. Folks, that was a TV Tuesday episode, is what just happened. You have just experienced it for yourself. I hope you liked it. You can, if you want to get a little of the old audience participation, you could tweet at me. I am Jordan_Maywood. Or email me to the address provided in the closing credits. I would love to hear from you about Top Gear, about TV, about Tuesdays even. Tell me how your Tuesday's going. Love you. I will say, as I like to do from time to time, that it is nice to be nice to the nice.
Thank you for listening. We here in the Liberal Cube would love to hear from you. If for any reason you would like to contact us, you can do so via the email address, maywood.jordan@gmail.com. And now I have a theory.
I've got a theory that it's a demon, a dancing demon. No, something isn't right there.
I've got a theory.
The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine?
You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine.
Wait till the warm-up's underway. Wait till our lips have met.
Wait till you see that sunshine day. You ain't seen nothing yet.
The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine?
The best is yet to come, come the day you're mine.
Live long and prosper.